Anchorage residents have been waking up to fog most days recently, but do the cold temperatures that go with it make it ice fog? To answer that question, we talked with Brian Brettschneider, a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. He told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit, Anchorage has had freezing fog, but not ice fog. He says you can't have ice fog unless it's at least 30 below zero.
Even though it's been in the single digits and even close to zero the last few days in Anchorage, it's actually regular fog. It's no different than a fog that would happen in July or August. It's just colder outside. But the fog particles themselves are actually little microscopic liquid water droplets.
How is that different than an ice fog?
So an ice fog, instead of liquid water droplets, the fog particles are actually ice crystals. And that doesn't actually happen until you're at a minimum 30 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. In rural areas, you wouldn't see it till it's at least 40 or 45 below zero Fahrenheit.
And how, I mean, is that something that you can just see is different? I don't think I've ever experienced ice fog.
So you can't actually see the what the fog is made out of. So even though we see fog and we see reduced visibility, you're not actually seeing the little water droplets. Now, it can condense out into mist or even ice crystals or snowflakes, but the actual fog itself, you can't see the particles. And so you wouldn't actually know just by looking whether it's freezing fog or ice fog. You'd need to really look at the thermometer.
And does ice fog act different in how it forms or, you know, how it dissipates than regular fog?
Well, you see, you know, ice fog, again, it's a very, very cold phenomenon. The fog particles start off, the nucleus of those are typically pollution, either from like automobile exhaust or even smoke particles from fireplaces and stuff. When it gets cold enough, there becomes a point where it's so cold, it's almost impossible not to have ice fog. You know, I think if it's 60 or 70 below zero, no matter where you are, possibly with the exception of Antarctica, you're going to get ice fog, whether the atmospheric conditions really are conducive to fog in general or not. It's just so cold that any little particle in the atmosphere is going to start collecting ice crystals on it.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk. Do you have a climate question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.